We're going to now share some Christmas prayers this evening, and as we do that, I invite everyone to rise to share these prayers as well with me. After each of the prayers, there is a congregational response that can be shared, and that is, hear our prayer. We pray. Let us pray for God's great mercy, asking that He would hear our petition and grant them according to His gracious will. As we recall the first Christmas, Lord, we thank You for the gift of Jesus. Give us faith to never forget the magnitude and importance of His sacrifice for us in coming to earth to be our Savior, our brother, and our friend. Lord, in Your mercy, hear our prayer. As we remember Mary and Joseph, we thank You for the gift of family, families gathered here tonight, Lord. Give us hearts to fully appreciate the gifts we receive through them and seek to be those who cherish and nourish our family associations. Lord, in Your mercy. As we echo the songs of the angels, we thank You for the gifts of poetry and music, and for all the writers and composers who have enriched our celebration with their devotion and creativity. Give us eagerness to ever seek to bring You all that is the best and most beautiful in our worship. Lord, in Your mercy. As we think of the shepherds to whom the angels brought the greatest news, we thank You for those who serve in the various vocations of life, including those who daily work, whose work often goes unnoticed. We commend to You, to Your special care, Lord, those in the military, our first responders, medical personnel, and all whose labor on our behalf is specific, who is specially challenged or hazardous. Lord, in Your mercy. As we consider those who were at the inn surrounding Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus, we pray for all situations and conditions of people, especially those on our hearts in this moment of silence. Lord, be with them and bless them according to their needs. Lord, and give us opportunities to be of comfort and assistance in Your name. Lord, in Your mercy. As we pray, gracious God, we remember our dear ones who have completed their earthly lives and now are in Your eternal keeping. As the brightness of the light of Christ shines on them, may we follow their footsteps in ways of peace and love throughout our lives as we live to Your glory. Lord, in Your mercy. And finally, Lord, tonight we do pray for Janet and for Donna and for the other driver involved in this accident just a few days ago. Lord, we count on Your peace. It's beyond our human understanding. All things in this life is beyond our understanding. Lord, as we seek ways to care, to love, to support, help us to just rely on Your peace. And we thank You for the gift of Donna. We pray that Your peace would surround her during this time. And we thank You for the everlasting peace You offer in eternal life. These and any other things You have asked of us, of You, Heavenly Father, grant to us for the sake of Your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.